You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott. 24 of the country's 141 medical schools carry a donor's name rather than just the university's name, and the pace of these name changes seems to be quickening. Does it matter when Cornell Medical College changes its name to Weill Cornell Medical College? Dr. Danielle Ofri thinks so. She's an internist at Bellevue Hospital and recently wrote about this topic for the New York Times after reading some research on the name changes published in the journal Academic Medicine. She joins us now to discuss this trend. Danielle, thank you so much for being on The Pulse.
Thank you.
So what's your take on these name changes? Does it matter?
I think when it comes to schools that it does, or at least it's something we should be thinking about rather than just going pell-mell forward into changing all these names. Schools have a certain legacy, a legacy of teaching, and medical schools are a bit in the public sphere in a way that other kinds of schools aren't. We often treat many underserved patients, and we're training the next generation of doctors.
And when somebody gets these naming rights, what does that cost typically?
Well, it varies. And the article, which inspired me to write my piece from Academic Medicine, did some research. And it big-ticket schools cost about $200 million to get a name change. Ivy Leagues, Cornell, UCLA. And then there's ones as inexpensive as $8 million in smaller colleges of medicine that get a name change.
Is that typically for life or for forever or how long?
That's a question posed by these authors. Well, what does it mean and what happens if things change between the donor and their legacy? There's an example cited, the Bowman Gray School of Medicine at Wake Forest University had the name Bowman Gray for many, many years. And Bowman Gray was the president of Reynolds Tobacco Company. And at some point, it felt a little awkward for a school of medicine to have a tobacco name, which is the leading cause of preventable death. And they quietly changed their name back to Wake Forest School of Medicine.
Now, let's play devil's advocate for a second. What kind of good comes out of the money that perhaps, you know, is donated to the school for the naming rights?
Philanthropy is very important, and certainly if people are looking to donate money, medical causes, schools of medicine, hospitals are excellent ways to use this money. And large donations can potentially transform schools. They can change them from a small college to a larger research institution. They could open up new avenues of care. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with donating money.
It's just the name.
Well, I wonder about that. I make an analogy for me. I work at Bellevue Hospital, which is the oldest public hospital in the country. And for 275 years, it's developed a reputation of a hospital who treats everyone. We've treated waves of immigrants, those with no other place to turn, as well as presidents and heads of state as well. And so there's a legacy with that name. And it's an earned legacy. Should someone donate $200 million, that would be a welcome donation to increase our services, especially to the underserved. But to change the name would seem unfair to the institution. The institution has earned that legacy. The donor hasn't earned it in the same way. They've contributed, but that's different than earning a legacy.
How do, in your experience, how do med students feel about this when their degree now has this big donor name on it rather than just the name of their medical college?
Well, anecdotally, many people have written to me since that article saying how uncomfortable it felt to have someone's, a rich person's name on their diploma instead of their university name. And they felt as though that they weren't angry at the donor. They respected the donor's choice to support their institution, but it felt awkward to have the name on the diploma. And I think it's particularly common in your fine city of Philadelphia, where many medical schools now have donors' names on them.
How do you feel about buildings? You know, anytime you go to a campus or a hospital, there are buildings that are named after a person. Here in Philadelphia, the Children's Hospital is about to establish the Raymond G. Perlman campus. So that's very common. How do you feel about that?
Buildings seem to bother me less than auditoriums because those feel more physical, whereas schools and certain institutions have a particular legacy. I take, for example, the Metropolitan Opera. That name has a legacy, and if it were changed to James Doe's opera company, that would feel somehow different.
So if schools get a name, who should they be named after, in your opinion?
Well, I was recently at Lincoln Center here in New York, Avery Fisher Hall, which was named for a donor, was looking to possibly rename itself, and maybe because the original family wasn't giving enough money. I don't quite know the background, but maybe a family with larger pockets. And someone wrote in and said, you know, instead of naming it for the donor, maybe a donor could donate the money to refurbish the hall and name it after someone like Leonard Bernstein, who embodied the Philharmonic. And I wondered about, wouldn't that be something interesting to name the institution? A donor who wants to support it could choose an esteemed physician, a patient, someone who made a real difference. And there's so many physicians who, in a particular institution, have really created that center of learning and teaching. And why not choose one of them?
So I guess your message to potential donors is, do donate, but not your name.
Well, to think about what does that achieve? Are you contributing to the legacy? Are you potentially just having it reflect yourself? There's so many good ways to use money. I think names and legacies are precious, and we as donors should work to preserve them.
Danielle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.